Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and also because our kids and our grandkids are counting on us to do everything we can to get this country back on track. It is a we the people thing, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It is that man, that woman in the mirror. It is our responsibility to get this country back on track, no matter what it takes. How you doing? Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour with us right now. He is the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania and many other popular books that I have on my shelf and I refer to quite often, by the way. Bruce Thatcher joins us. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Bill. And you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, real quick here, I do want to talk about your commentary about disassimilation becomes disunion, because that's what it is. I got to tell you, when I was growing up in my family, my father, World War II vet, a medic under General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, and he raised nine kids. His family came from Mexico and Spain, my mother from Mexico, and the idea was that we were to assimilate. This is what this was about. We're here in America. Our mission is to assimilate and make the most of our lives. Work hard, you know, hold to a hardworking and humble ethic. My father was very humble. I only wish that I could have been more humble like him. You know, rest his soul. The man was a unique man, but he really pressed that on us about assimilation. And you bring up a good point, and that is in our country today, there's too much disassimilation. And, of course, with that comes disunity because we're not focused. Our eye is not on the prize. We've lost sight of the U.S. Constitution and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all.
And we are a unique country of a mixture of hundreds of different races and identities, and assimilation has been and is critical to remaining one country.
Don't you love the array of culture? I mean, the food choices, the stories. To me, I love the diversity. I love hearing the stories. And I believe most of America feels the same way. But we have to get out of this tension, out of these emotions, out of this cancel culture that has us at each other's throats, like Dr. Alveda King refers to, is that, look, at we're one race. And we have to look at that, and we have to look at ourselves as Americans above all. I mean, you know, George Washington, I keep referring back to what he said in his farewell address in warning us about parties. Parties have had their way. It has divided us, and we've lost sight of the real American dream.
Well, we have a whole segment of our society who want to now ingrain in us the whole idea of otherness, is that we aren't Americans. We are whites, and we're African Americans, and we are Hispanic, and we are Asians, and we are Native Americans, and the whole idea of, no, we're just Americans, is something that is not only attacked, but is attacked with law and with cancel culture and with rejection in every sort of way. If you say, no, we're just, all lives matter. Americans, we're all Americans. And in many places in this country, you'll be said, you'll be kicked out of your university job if you say things like that.
Bruce, you know, I got to tell you, I remember when hyphenations first came into being, and suddenly I found myself being a Mexican-American and asking my dad, I go, what is this all about? And he even said at that time, that hyphenation is going to end up being a cause of great problems down the road because it is so divisive.
The hyphenation is kind of a trademark of the, I'm going to coin a term, of the otherness culture that we that some in this country are trying to impress on overall American culture. It flies in the face of assimilation. It it reinforces the idea that we are not one. We are a collection of differences, and that each difference should be patronized to and marketed to and attended to in its own specific ways in order to garner votes and power. And the segmentation of American society, it seems to me, is one of the hallmarks of people who are deliberately trying to erase American culture and American union.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to leave it right there. Bruce Thatcher, he's the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania. Bruce, how can they be in touch with you?
HistorySpeaksToday.com, and they can communicate with me through that.